The story begins in 2017 with a woman walking away from 3 decades at one of America's most iconic companies. Beth Comstock left General Electric just as it was being removed from the Dow Jones Industrial Average after 110 years, a symbolic fall from grace that would have crushed most executives. But here's what makes her story remarkable. She wasn't running from failure. She was carrying forward hard-won wisdom about how massive organizations can survive in a world that punishes the inflexible. Her journey from a shy, divorced single mother to vice chair of GE reads less like a corporate playbook and more like a field guide for navigating uncertainty itself. The central tension? How do you transform a 100-year-old industrial giant into something nimble enough to compete with startups without losing the very strengths that made it great in the first place? This is a story about giving yourself permission to imagine what others can't see yet, about embracing the productive power of being an outsider, and about having the courage to color outside the lines when everyone around you is still searching for the ruler. Comstock's breakthrough came when she realized meaningful change doesn't wait for approval. It requires giving yourself permission to imagine what others can't see. In 1993, colleagues warned that joining scandal-plagued NBC News would be career suicide. She ran toward the chaos anyway. Years earlier, she'd left what looked like a perfect marriage because she felt herself shrinking. That personal reinvention taught her something crucial. The resistance you encounter when changing course comes as much from within as from external gatekeepers. At GE, she encountered hall monitors, people whose power depends on maintaining the status quo. After presenting an 8-page critique of her department, she learned that gatekeepers never willingly surrender control. Change requires uncompromising faith in experimentation, radical impatience with the default, and a bias for action. For natural introverts, this meant building new muscles. She forced herself to make one new connection daily, being extroverted in initiating conversations, but introverted within them, listening 70% of the time. Her advancement came through job crafting, actively reshaping roles to fit her strengths rather than waiting for the perfect position. When she finally pursued her boss's position, HR admitted they hadn't considered her because they assumed a young mother wouldn't want the travel. Managers aren't mind readers. You must vocalize your aspirations, then persist when doors initially close. Comstock thrived in liminal space, understanding multiple worlds but never fully belonging to either. When Jack Welch recruited her from NBC to GE headquarters in 1998, she entered a male-dominated industrial culture where her media background made her suspect. Executives' resentment was symbolized by their reserved cafeteria table, dubbed the Table of Lost Dreams. Yet her outsider perspective became her greatest asset. As an introvert in an extrovert-favoring business world, she developed strategies leveraging her natural strengths, observing keenly, processing thoroughly, speaking only when ideas were fully formed. She challenged herself to ask one thoughtful question per meeting and follow up with synthesis notes demonstrating engagement. Working with Welch taught her to value directness over niceness. His transparency created clarity, enabling faster progress. Her outsider status became evident during GE's Hudson River PCB cleanup battle, where she learned about incapacitated learning, knowing so much about what we already know that we're the last to see the future differently. Most people fear losing what they have more than they desire winning something new, a pattern repeating throughout her career, pushing digital transformation in traditional businesses. When Jeff Immelt became CEO on September 7, 2001, 9/11 struck 4 days later. GE shares plunged 20%, erasing $80 billion. The sprawling empire faced slowing growth and distrust. Jeff believed GE relied too heavily on acquisitions and financial engineering rather than organic innovation. Six Sigma's process worship had killed smart risk-taking. The new mandate? Optimize today and build tomorrow. To reconnect with innovation, Comstock hired consultant Clotaire Rapaille, who revealed GE's cultural code, Edison's Marines, America's greatest inventors. This led to imagination at work and Comstock's appointment as GE's first chief marketing officer in 20 years. She launched Imagination Breakthroughs, requiring each business to propose ideas generating at least $100 million within 5 years. In 2004, Jeff noticed energy customers anxious about environmental regulations, wanting to act responsibly without financial ruin. Comstock became a sense-making machine, identifying patterns across sectors. She created Discovery 2015, gathering 30 utility CEOs and engaging former adversaries, NGOs, academics, about GE's environmental contribution. The resulting Eco-Imagination initiative transformed GE's brand. Brand value increased 35%. Sales grew from $10 billion in 2005 to over $35 billion by 2017. Despite skeptics dismissing it as just marketing, Comstock understood this was what new marketing should do: live in the market, create strategy, and deliver growth. Innovation thrives on conflict. Lose control and it becomes chaos. Master it and you create something transcendent. If everyone agrees, you're not pushing boundaries hard enough. Comstock advocates agitated inquiry, deliberately introducing constructive conflict to challenge assumptions and spark creativity. She cites Lincoln's team of rivals approach, where inviting political opponents into his cabinet strengthened decision-making through diverse perspectives. Managing the iVillage acquisition at NBC, she encountered the grinfuck, media people who smiled and agreed but never followed through, unlike GE's direct confrontation style. This taught her that innovative teams require social capital, trust, and honesty, not just star talent. Successful teams don't let one person dominate. Everyone contributes equally with emotional attunement. They need what Harvard's Amy Edmondson calls psychological safety, environments where people confidently take risks. Top-performing teams admit more mistakes because they feel safe doing so. Comstock's greatest success came with Hulu, hiring outsider Jason Kilar as CEO. After 9 years under Jeff Bezos at Amazon, Jason mastered constructive dissent. He built his Ocean's 11 team using trusted colleagues over credentials, creating a frugal, meritocratic culture. Jason constantly exceeded his authority, digitizing SNL clips before legal approval, rejecting NBC's expensive video player, insisting on showing competitors' content. His rule-breaking frustrated executives, but pioneered industry best practices, demonstrating why challenger brands succeed: small teams, autonomy, experimentation, and creative disobedience driven by passionate conviction. By 2009, Comstock saw digital transformation reshaping GE's industries. Following the Japanese principle of Genchi Gembutsu, go and see for yourself, she immersed herself in markets like Saudi Arabia, creating mobile mammography vans. The data revealed 15 million years of healthy life lost to breast cancer globally in 2008. Working with innovation expert V.G. Govindarajan, they realized their products were misaligned for emerging markets. Studying these markets firsthand, they created the Mac-I, a $500 portable EKG machine for rural India versus their $50,000 standard model. The breakthrough came in late 2011 when Steve Ligori coined Industrial Internet, capturing machine data for performance insights. Their power of 1% concept showed 1% fuel savings in aviation would save $30 billion over 15 years. The Owen ad campaign featured a nerdy graduate explaining he'd transform the world at GE by writing code for industrial machines rather than making cat GIFs. GE's recruitment site visits jumped 66% within a month. To accelerate innovation, Comstock launched Fastworks company-wide with Eric Ries. Healthcare developed low-cost baby warmers for India. Legal reduced 200-page contracts to 5 pages. 80 coaches trained for 100 projects initially, eventually growing to 400 coaches and 1,000 projects until it became the way we worked. Comstock left GE in late 2017 after 27 years, 6 months following Jeff Immelt's departure. Those final 16 years as an officer felt like 112 in dog years. They achieved much. $90 billion in portfolio changes, global expansion, digital transformation, 3D printing breakthroughs, but it wasn't fast enough. activist investors demanded short-term wins while underperforming energy businesses, and the massive Alstom acquisition weighed GE down. New CEO John Flannery brought a back-to-basics approach. GE fell off the Dow Jones Industrial Index after 110 consecutive years. Yet Comstock still believes in innovative legacy companies whose products improve the world. The world will never be slower than today. Change is everyone's job. Transformation isn't a destination, but a practice, requiring courage. Give yourself permission before anyone else does. Embrace your outsider perspective as strength. Reconnect with purpose when lost. Find opportunity in what others fear. Conduct conflict like a symphony. And become ambidextrous, optimizing today while planting seeds for tomorrow. We face similar challenges. We wait for permission that never comes. We suppress unique perspectives to fit in. We avoid necessary conflicts that could spark breakthroughs. The question isn't whether change will come, it's whether we'll have courage to shape it. The future belongs to those willing to ask better questions and move forward despite uncertainty. Imagine it forward, then make it real.